it came about by accident, really. I've always had a bit of an interest in Tour de Yorkshire. I've been to the previous races. And we just saw an opportunity, really, to get staff involved and also at the same time raise funds for clients.
And it's obviously quite a fantastic event to be involved in. You said you've been there the last couple of years. It must be quite exciting as we're getting leading up to the race.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. There's been a lot of hard work and, you know, most of our team have been very supportive in that. But, yeah, we're delighted, we're thrilled, and we're trying to rally the troops and get as many people there as possible.
And tell us a little bit about St Anne's and the sort of work St Anne's do.
So it's an organisation that's been running now since 1972, and it provides care mainly for people with learning disabilities, mental health and some substance misuse difficulties.
So I'm Stephanie Harper and I'm a manager for St Anne's.
Okay, Stephanie. Why are you getting involved in the Tour de Yorkshire?
Because I thought it would be an exciting challenge. I'm turning 40 this year, so I wanted to do something that would mark that event just before I turn 40.
There's no way you're turning 40.
Nice.
It's going well already, isn't it? It's going well already. Okay, you're a keen cyclist. How's the training been going?
I'm an amateur cyclist, but the training's going very well. I've been exploring my local area, which I wouldn't have done if I hadn't have had, been doing this. I've had lots of new and exciting places. It's been really good fun.
I'd imagine it's quite exciting looking forward to it, but also maybe a little bit nerve-wracking when you sort of like see the route and you think, this is actually happening.
Yeah, yesterday we got the event guide, and so I saw the exact route and it was very daunting. Lots of hills. I'm very terrified.
Hey, I'm Matthew Jones. I'm a specialist support worker.
Matthew, you're getting involved in the Tour de Yorkshire this year. This must be pretty exciting, I'd imagine.
Yeah, relatively. Not done anything like it before, so looking forward to it.
And what sort of training have you been putting in yourself leading up to this?
Well, I only started probably when we first received the emails, so about 6 weeks ago, I think. Plenty of hills, long climbs. Coming down's always good fun, but going up, not so much.
I'm Morel Farnell and I'm a housing support worker. I work with people with mental health problems and I'm a big supporter in being healthy and healthy living and things like that, so I thought I'd practice what I preach, really. So.
And it's an exciting event to get involved in. Have you been to the Tour de Yorkshire yourself before in the last couple of years?
Nothing, no, I didn't know anything. I've read a book about it years ago, but that's about it, really. I didn't get a bike till August, so a friend that gave me a bike that had been in a shed for ages. It was a really heavy one, so I did a few on that, really enjoyed it on the canal and stuff. So then I've got a better bike and I'm enjoying it.
I'm Pedro Gray and I'm a support worker.
What attracted you about doing it? You're a really keen cyclist?
I am now.
Has this got you into the cycling itself, having this sort of like goal and a challenge?
It's helpful to know that there's this to work towards, because yeah, maybe I wouldn't be so motivated if it weren't coming up. But yeah, I just got a bike with cycle to work scheme, which St Anne's do, and last year, and I think then my team have said, oh, you'd be up for that then, wouldn't you? And it's just, you know, that's how I've got on it.
Is it getting quite competitive?
No, it's quite supportive, I think. You know, talking to each other and I think egging each other on a bit and knowing that we're not the only ones that are, you know, because cycling's quite lonely if you're out on your own, so it's nice to know that there's other people doing the same hard work as you, you know, it's good support.
Who's the fastest?
Me. I don't even know. That were the right answer though, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Michael Finbar-Smith, I'm a support worker.
You're not far away now. How's your training going?
Terrible. No, seriously, I get out when I can, but obviously still working, so nowhere near as much as I'd like.
Yeah. I suppose that's the hard thing, isn't it? You've got to juggle, you know, home, work, with also training for it. What sort of miles are you able to put in a week?
Well, I do anywhere up to 18 mile a day just getting to and from work, so that helps massively. A lot of cross training, a lot of time in gym when I can get there. But actual miles on my bike, it is limited literally to going to work and back, unfortunately.
Are you a little bit maybe worried about what the hills are going to feel like on the day?
I just rattled up a 7 mile long hill today and it's nearly killed me, so you know, I'm very worried, yeah.
But it's all going to be worth it in the end. It was for a fantastic cause, and you get to ride the Tour de Yorkshire.
Yeah, I mean, I'm well looking forward to it. When I was 16, 17, I did a lot of racing, but then I stopped. I was sort of 17, and I'm past my 40s now, and I'm just getting back into it, and it's tremendous.
My name's Neris Rollinson, and I'm a learning disabilities nurse. It's pretty exciting. It's a lovely route, and I really like going uphill, but I'm not very confident about going downhills. So,
right,
yeah, okay. I don't worry about going uphill.
Yeah, most people we've spoken to are a little bit worried about the going up the hills, but you're not too worried about that.
No, I'm not. I live on top of the hill, and the only way home to get the biscuits is to go up the hill, so I have to like it.
That's a good way to keep the biscuits as well, at the top of the hill.
Yeah, it is a very safe place to keep them, yeah.
And you were telling us not that long ago that you've had a fall recently. You've hurt yourself in the training up to this.
Well, it was an Audax ride, like a long-distance ride on Sunday, and I just did a silly thing. I slipped off the pedal, went into the front wheel, and I went on the ground. It hurt at the time, but it looks spectacular now, but it's all right. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's not that bad.